episode 46, Party Hangover.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. Oh, wait, was that too loud? Are you still recovering?
Yes. This is the day of the party hangover.
Did you have too much? Too much of what? Yes, that is what we're chatting about today. You and me are chatting about the party hangover. And guess what? I'm going to give you 3 tips and tricks to help you get over it even faster. So hang on to your seats. And before we jump in, you need to go to createyournow.com. There is an awesome way where you can get over your party hangover. Sign up for your best selfie meal plan. It's right there on the front page, createyournow.com. It's free. It's my gift to you, and I just really want to share it. So let's jump in. Are you ready? The party hangover. Have you ever had a hangover? Okay, well, full confessions here. I have never had a hangover. Well, that is an alcoholic hangover. No, seriously, I have never been drunk. You know, I don't even drink coffee, so let alone tea. So I am furthest from the one who, you know, when we got married, yes, well, you know how you're supposed to toast with champagne? I was like, oh, that burnt all the way down. So I have to admit, I don't know what it feels like to really have the alcoholic hangover, but I can relate to the huge party hangover, and that is all the crap that we put in our food. For those of you who enjoyed the wonderful Super Bowl, woo! Yes, I hope your favorite team won. Or maybe you were just in it for the commercials and you picked your favorite one. What was it? Well, regardless, you probably overate. You probably sat way too long, and you probably drank the wrong drink. Yes, no water. And your body today is going, oh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Yes, you did, because I did too. Okay, I didn't over-explurge that way because I would be sick. And yes, I have been there, done that, and it is not fun. Hovering over that toilet, not a good idea. So today, I really wanted just to chat, take a few minutes to give you some help here because, you know, I was really amazed that, number one, the Super Bowl is really huge in the United States, okay? And for all my countries out there listening, mwah, I'm so excited. I can't believe we've got Japan, we've got the Netherlands, oh my goodness, Costa Rica. I just love seeing and hearing from you all. I feel so honored being able to travel around the world, the United Kingdom. All of you all, it just gives me shivers. Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, welcome. I'm honored to have you. But you know, here in the United States where I am and where I live, yeah, well, the Super Bowl is kind of a super big thing, really big. And it was amazing how big the turnout was. I mean, seriously, Katy Perry for the halftime show, who wouldn't want to be watching this no matter where you are in the world? But with that, in the United States comes lots and lots of food. You see, this is like a 9 to 10 hour event. It's a whole day affair. Crazy, I know. So you wonder why you have a party hangover today? I know, my head's a little sore. However, I learned that because of what you put in your body, you know, that's usually where the hangover comes from. Not necessarily all the things that you drank. But did you know that the Monday following the Super Bowl is the biggest day to call in sick? Really? Yes, it is. Did you call in sick today? Are you listening to me because you called in sick? Okay, well, I'm glad you're listening to me, but not the thing about calling in sick, unless you're really sick, and then I will be praying for you so that you're not sick, so you feel better. Are you confused yet? I'm so not confused yet. But I must tell you, the consumption of food that we eat during the Super Bowl is absolutely crazy. It's next to the biggest thing called Thanksgiving. Yeah, who would have thought? So, take a deep breath. Oh, did that hurt your back? Yeah, too many chips and dips. Ooh, how are those muscles coming? Yeah, those joints. Are you feeling a little achy? You know, we tend to do this because we ate all that wonderful stuff that we call CRAP. And we put it in our body and it was just processed stuff that our body's going, I'm having a chemical reaction here and I don't know what to do with it. Yes, it's an outer body experience, but really it's on the inside of your body. And so when you look in that mirror, you're like, oh, those wrinkles are really deep. I didn't know I looked that bad. This was quite the hangover. Well, you know what? You can actually get better and you can feel better. And so I really want to go into that, okay? I want to talk about three ways you can rejuvenate your body because you're like, I need some rejuvenation here. And if you don't give it to me, well, I'm probably just crawling right back into bed. And that's what you don't want to do. First things first. You may just want to lay around and do nothing, but I want to encourage you and I want to pull you up out of your bed. Come on, pull off those covers. It's cold, at least where I am. We are sitting in over 10 inches of snow right now that just fell on Super Bowl Sunday. Love it. It's gorgeous, but it does a lot for your resistance training. Let me tell you, I didn't do my workout yesterday because why? I was shoveling snow. That was my workout. So you say, oh, you pulled me out of bed for what, Christiane? Why are you pulling me out of bed? To get you to move more. It's time for M&Ms. Yes, seriously, go get your M&Ms. You need momentum and movements. I'm telling you, that's what you need. Right now, you're stiff and you're achy and you're like, I really don't want to go to work today. And if you didn't go to work today, all the more reason to get up and get your M&Ms, okay? That's what you need to do because otherwise you're just going to sit there and continue to ache more and more and more. Once when your body starts to move, those joints can become lubricated. The stiffness starts to lessen, okay? Also, stretch a little bit, okay? With your M&Ms, do a little bit of stretching. And I'm not saying because if you're cold, your muscles are cold, you don't want to snap. I'm just saying nicely stretch. Just kind of stand up as if a string is being pulled from the top of your head and you're just elongating yourself. Now you can actually do this in bed or if you feel very agile this morning after your party hangover, you can lay on the floor and do it and feel yourself stretched and being stretched actually from your toes and your head and you're just being pulled from both directions and just sit there and breathe deep cleansing breaths. I'm telling you, it works, all right? And this is a great time just to maybe meditate on your favorite scripture, or maybe there was a book that you were reading, and so you're kind of, you're processing either the storyline, or maybe it's a book that requires you to gain some knowledge. So when you're doing that, you can think about it and kind of answer those questions in your mind as you're relaxing. Are you there? Okay. Want to make sure I didn't lose you. You can't fall asleep, but you can relax, okay? So get your M&Ms. It's very important, and it may only be for 7 to 10 minutes, but that 7 to 10 minutes is going to be golden for you, okay, in getting over this party hangover, all right? Number two, yes, you know what I'm going to say. What is it? Did you hear me? Eat real food today. Yes. Put away all that box junk stuff, all the pre-processed stuff. Put it back. I don't care if you have leftovers. Put it away. Out of sight, out of mind, okay? Find a cabinet that you don't frequent and close it up. Put it in there. And if there's only a little bit there and you don't think you're ever going to eat it again and you bought it just for the Super Bowl party, then throw it away. Or if you know someone who would actually eat it even though it's open, then give it to them, okay? But I want you to eat real food. It's real food time. Yes, I want you to focus on your protein, okay? You need to have lean protein. Try if you can stay away from the red meats today, if you can. It's not bad for you, but just try just a little bit, okay? Stick more towards your chickens, like your poultry, okay? Your fish, all right? Keep it lean and very simple. Now you're like, you know what, Christiane? I already had chicken yesterday because, you know, you gave me that recipe on bonus episode 3 and I ate chicken wings and now you're telling me to eat chicken again? I don't want chicken again. Well, you actually can have chicken again. And Here's a quick, easy recipe that even your children will like. So get whatever chicken you have in your freezer. Or if you are out and you run and get it, then maybe you want to buy an inexpensive thing is to buy those little chicken thighs, those boneless little chicken thighs. You can grab those. They are even skinless. You can get that. You can get quarter chicken legs or sections, you know, where they have both the thighs and the legs together. Whatever floats your boat. And in fact, if you want to buy a whole chicken, you can roast a whole chicken too. This works for any chicken that you want to do. The cooking time is just going to vary. So we're going to talk specifically to kind of the chicken thighs, okay? You can readily find those and they're inexpensive. So grab your chicken thighs, put as many as you want out. Now, of course, I have a big family, so I cook a lot at a time. And then I also save them because I can use them for lunch on a couple days following. But what you'll want to do is place them in a baking dish, okay? Drizzle just a little bit of olive oil on the bottom, or you could even use almond oil if you prefer that. Coconut oil is fine if you don't have to melt it down, okay? But if you want to melt it down, yeah, maybe too much right now. Because remember, you have a party hangover, and so you want something quick and easy. So drizzle that olive oil on the bottom of the pan. Place your chicken there, okay? Got it? Are you good? Okay, next, I want you to take lemon and limes. You probably have this left over from your party because, yeah, you made some drinks or you had it with drinks and you thought it'd be great. So put some lemon and lime, squeeze the juice on there, and then you can even leave the lemon and limes in there to cook with it. It's fabulous. Use some fresh sea salt. Himalayan sea salt is great, but if you don't have that, just use fresh sea salt is wonderful. Less is more because sea salt is very salty. Yes, it is. It's a lot more potent than your table salt. So sea salt is wonderful. Then use your freshly cracked pepper. If you don't have that, ground pepper works too. Season to your liking. And guess what? Done. Place in the oven at 350 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes based on what you want. Now, if you have skins on your chicken, great thing to do is to cook them, all right? And then for that period of time, now if you're going to do like a chicken breast, you're going to have to cook in maybe about 35 minutes or raise your temperature to 375 degrees and cook for about 30 minutes, okay? So you just kind of vary the temperature there. But what you can do if you have skin on it and you like it and you want a little extra crispy, then put it under the broiler when it's done cooking for about 4 to 5 minutes. And it's fabulous. It's great, okay? Now you say, okay, that sounds simple enough. Add some peppers to it. If you have some fresh peppers, green, red, orange, any color you want, slice those up, take the seeds out, and you can add that in there. Now, if you don't like to eat peppers, that's okay, but it adds a tremendous amount of flavor to the chicken. It is scrumptious, I tell you, absolutely delicioso. Very, very good. So you have your chicken laid. It's all cooked. Fix then some broccoli or fresh green beans with that. You could even do asparagus, yum, anything that's a good, simple, I would stay away from the corn because we're talking about party hangover, simple green vegetable, okay? You could have a salad if you have salad makings, okay, with that, and you're done. You do not need to add a starch. Now, if the kids are like, Mom, I want something else with that, well, then have some rice with it because they can cut their chickens up and make it and put it in their rice if they want to do that. Now, if you're like, well, I have children that I say, so you want some chicken with your ketchup? Because ketchup seems to be their main course. Well, of course it's their main course. So I have them first take care of the chicken because it's not really heavily seasoned. So they're not going to mind. They can still dip it in their ketchup and they're going to love it. All right. So you don't have to cook 3 meals today. Woo-hoo. All right. You are on the train to success. Party hangover 101. Okay, that's number two. Oh, and I have to throw in this. You got to drink water. Yes, your body's dehydrated. You drank all that other stuff that had so much sugar in it, especially if you thought you were doing your body good by drinking diet soda. Not the case here. Diet soda, well, I won't get on my soapbox there. But what I'm saying is you need to drink water. So make it a point today to drink more water, okay? If it's even 2 extra glasses than what you normally drink a day, that is fabulous. But you really want to force yourself water. In fact, as I'm chatting with you, I have my water here too because I know what it was like yesterday with the Super Bowl. I didn't get enough water in, and that's the only thing I drink. So I too am making sure I'm really getting it down today. Okay, finally, here is the awesomeness. Yes, did you hear it? It's the awesomeness. Go to sleep early. Yes, you heard me. Turn off your phones, your smartphones. Turn off your electronics, okay? Put the kids to bed early. You've got a simple dinner that's already made, all right? So you're going to have the kitchen clean faster. You're going to be able to get the kids down to bed faster. That means you can have your jammies on and you can climb into your bed and maybe grab a book and read. Oh, maybe it's only 10 minutes. Maybe you haven't done reading in like forever. But seriously, it's February. Yes, it's already February. 1/12 of our year is already gone, okay? So maybe you had a list of resolutions and included reading. So pick up that book that you wanted to read and read a chapter out of it. Close your eyes and go to sleep early. Yes, you see, your body needs that. Real simple. Party Hangover 101, okay? Get your M&Ms in, eat real food, remember to hydrate with your water, and go to bed early. I'm serious. It will help you. Your joints will feel better. And if you want to continue this through the week, you'll do your body even more, and it'll be like, woohoo, I'm on cloud 9. Let's keep this up, okay? I hope this helps because I'm telling you, I know what it's like to have those party hangovers. As you think that, I really didn't think I'd feel this way, but it does. When you eat crap food, your body takes in all these chemical stuff and it's having this weird, it's a battle inside and it's like, whoa, I don't know what to do with this and where did this come from? And oh my gosh, oh, take cover. Yes, I'm serious. Your body is going, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy inside. And so then your muscles ache more. Your joints crack. Your head hurts. Your nose is dry. Your mouth is dry. Your ankles are like, ooh, I don't want to stand today. And then when you do stand, your knees go pop. Yes, that is the sign of a party hangover. But you know what? You've got the 3 tips to take it to the next level. So I really hope this will help you. And if you want to include and really extend your party hangover and get a little healthier, go to Create Your Now and get that meal plan, your best selfie meal plan. It's free, my gift to you. Enjoy it. And I really hope that from this day forward, you'll think twice about your party hangovers and you'll think that what you put in your body, you do pay the price for later. I love you all so much. I hope you have a blessed day. I do hope you feel better and go to work tomorrow. We'll see you soon on the other side. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.